мужчины уже давно в намерении сидят и готовы.
Men have been already sitting in intention for some time now. Недаром сказано о женщине, что это против, что это помощь против тебя. It's not just that it's called, the woman is called the help against him.
Как мы учим из Кабалы, мы находимся в постоянном.
As we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, we are in a constant state. And what changes is our sensitivity to that state in which we are in. How can we increase this sensitivity? In essence, what the wisdom of Kabbalah says is that if I, in my specific state that I'm in right now, and the sensitivity that I have right now, that I received, which is called the point in the heart, if I add the sensitivity of the friends, when I connect my heart with their hearts, it'll be enough so that I will start to feel that true state in which I am. How can we connect our hearts? The trials, sadly, did not bring us anything. We're turning with this request to the Creator, to the light. Many times, we try, and not much comes out of it. Why? Because our attitude is egoistic. We want to receive, to receive, to receive, to increase within us the sensitivity for that world in which we exist. We're actually seeing the smallest particle in everything within us. What we want is in an egoistic way to widen our properties and to swallow the upper world as well. And we need to come out with a different attitude. This attitude, the correct attitude for the connection between us, for the sensation of the upper world, is based on the property of praise, of thanks, of thankfulness. From it, every action of a person needs to be, no matter what the action is. Even if there's a sharp sword already above your head, you must thank and hope that it's all for the better. And this is how you are being operated on, worked on from above, so that also in such critical states you will be in the proper attitude and the proper relationship to the upper. It is said this way, that only when a person starts to understand in what way, as he goes through his history, a few dozen years that he's lived, he sees how the Creator led him to this current state, gradually, as he approximated him towards him, as he put him through all sorts of situations that appeared to him nonsensical, and he didn't need them, and in periods in life that supposedly there was no need for. But certainly if a person agrees to everything, even though he doesn't understand what for he went through all of this, the thankfulness for the Creator in this way brought him to the current state, in which he's even in the beginning of the revelation. In the beginning, this thankfulness as he thanks for the past brings him to the proper intention in the present. There is in Shamati an article, 26, which says so, the future of the person depends on the thankfulness for the over the past. You cannot relate to the future properly if you don't justify your state in the past, all the states, by you receiving, accepting that everything is coming to you from there's none else besides him. If it happened, that's how it should have happened until the current moment. And in no way should we be sorry for something that happened. Only from this moment onwards, as we finished our calculations with the past, a person can start to thank for the future in advance. To be in a state of free bestowal, in free movement towards the Creator, as there is nothing negative in their relationship from the past. And by correcting his attitude in this way to the future, he makes himself ready for the future on purpose. The Creator puts him through all sorts of events and changes and leaps. And keeps inside of us a negative memory. We barely remember the positive moments in life. For the ego always remembers where it didn't receive, where he was could have benefited and he lost. If I justify the governance towards the past, then I'm not doing it really about the past. I'm really bringing it towards the future. In this way, I'm building in me the kli and the right attitude towards the future, and in this way, I will be able to advance. It's impossible to start from this moment and erase the past. Rather, it was given to us so that now, in the current moment, to look properly, to observe the future in the right way, only if I, for everything that's happened to me in the past, for every negative thing that I had in relationship to myself, to the world, to those who are close to me, those who are far, in relationship to the Creator and what He did to me, if I am completely whole with it, if I accept all of this from thankfulness, with thankfulness, with thanks, and I understand that I went through this path, and now, specifically thanks to my ascent above it, against my ego, my negative critique, and all my sensations from the past, if I can pass them, move them to a state of thankfulness, to adhesion with the Creator, not just that I forgive him, supposedly, but in understanding and awareness and the sensation that this gave me the ability to be now in a state which is in the beginning of my connection with him, then I'm ready to begin the revelation. Therefore, the future of a person depends on his thankfulness for the past. Specifically, if we can correct our attitude towards the past from critique to thankfulness, from some sorrow and disappointment to happiness, to true happiness, in this we build the right kli for revelation of the Creator.
Почему восхваление Творца необходимо
Why?
Неужели он в этом
Is the praise of the Creator necessary for his revelation? Does he really need this? What do you think?
Когда мы восхваляем Творца, вот, в хорошем состоянии,
when we thank the Creator, in a good state or bad state, we praise Him. And truly, what's behind this? Is revealing the plan of creation. The praise of the Creator comes specifically in that state in which I can praise Him, and I feel like we're talking about thankfulness here towards Him. If I don't thank, I wouldn't be able to understand what He did for me. I can't thank. And that recognition, that sensation that the Creator did everything, and He did everything right. And it was so right that in my heart I felt a great thankfulness for Him, and I praise His actions and His thought. And the sensation, it all gives me the ability to adhere to the Creator.
Если я не восхваляю Творца, то, соответственно,
if I don't thank or praise the Creator, then what happens is, what comes out of it is that I am actually not appreciative of this gift, this diamond He gave me, this whole path, that happened so far. And in accordance, it comes out that I'm not giving Him contentment. I'm not making Him happy. I'm not giving Him any attention. No, I give no attention to the gift I received from Him. For only the whole can adhere to the whole. And therefore, our approach towards the Creator needs to be therefore, we need to justify all the actions that the Creator gave us in that same state that we're in right now. If we want to give contentment to the Creator, after all, it's Him who did all these states that we were in our in now. And He thought that specifically in this state, we're giving Him the maximal pleasure, then we're happy to be in those states. And we need to justify them and to be in them, even though we don't feel anyhow. Everything's in the hands of the Creator, and there's none else besides Him. In thankfulness to the Creator, I thank Him. I'm actually justifying all the actions that He did with me. And nothing else than thankfulness I can't, or thanks I can't do with it, I can't experience. But of course, the Creator Himself is not needing of this. Who needs this more than anything is me. Because In this, as it is said, I free my path forward, and I'm only thankful for everything that happened, and start moving forward. We want to reveal the Creator, and let's take an example of a father and a son. In the beginning, the son doesn't understand what is being done for him. It appears to him that the Creator is doing everything wrong, and he blames him and so forth. And with time, his recognition is changes, and praise and thankfulness comes, and therefore we're in such a moment of recognition. And the moment this obstacle disappears, we will get closer to the Creator, and it will be called a revelation, meaning the obstacle will disappear. There is no creation without the Creator, and we are dependent on each other. And justification of the creation, of the control, of the upper governance is as if I'm not willing to accept the punishment of his father or of the Creator. He accepts it as something that's not justified or not right. But with time, he realizes how correct his father was that he gave him those punishments. This is how we are too. When we thank the Creator, that's our act of bestowal. It's the only thing we can do. We need to thank the Creator without any dependency for the states in life that happened. After all those moments, the Creator is directing us towards correction. And when we thank the Creator, we bring Him contentment. And first of all, thanks has to come from the depths of your soul, from your heart. And to thank for the Creator giving us the forces to thank Him. In thanks to the Creator, we are building a kli, to which the Creator will enter Himself and will dwell in it. When we justify life, we're not justifying ourselves, we're justifying life. And we're thanking the friends. It's the degree of a righteous, and then we receive the light. There's a certain wisdom that says that whatever happens is for the best. This is a folklore wisdom. I'm repeating the question. Why is thankfulness to the Creator necessary for His revelation? Does He really need it?
Раскрыть Творца мы можем только в свойстве отдачи.
We can only reveal the Creator under the property of bestowal. But what can we bestow? Nothing. Therefore, our praise, our thanks, our appreciation, our thanks is already a bestowal from us.
Но когда не ощущаешь Творца, конечно, оправдывать его, но...
It's difficult when we don't feel the Creator to justify Him, of course. But we know that we need to go in faith above reason, and this is our mission. I think that, according to the second part of the question, whether the Creator needs our praise or our thankfulness, I think that yes, He needs, because what He created, what He thought, what He planned, He needs some help to care and be concerned about what's happening in His creation, like a father towards a son. A father always wants for a son to understand all his actions. And he has a certain pleasure from being understood and being praised and thankful for it, understanding the actions he did. I wanted to add that just like a father receives pleasure from as much as his child is similar to him, this way the Creator also receives pleasure from the creature adhering to him in properties.
Творец не нуждается в наших благодарениях, потому что он
совершенен,
нет в нем недостатка.
Благодарение — is not necessitating or needing our praises or thanks. This thanks is a mean.
Если мы
for the creature to reach wholeness. And if we justify and say that everything that happened so far, there's no obstacle, there's nothing wrong with it, and this is all these states, no matter what, we're saying that what has happened was perfect, and we are happy to thank Him and to serve Him in this situation. And in such a way, we're actually saying that there is no flaw in what He did so far. It's said in the same article that because of the thanks and the praise for the Creator that a person puts for the future, for the past, his kilim are widened and he gets more ability in his heart to feel and in his mind to appreciate the influence of the Creator on him. And he absorbs every detail of the connection between them and starts to feel and understand and to attain for who at all he is giving the result of his work. And because of this, because he widened his properties, he rises to higher peaks, to new sensations. Meaning, the thanks is necessary for us. In any way, we operate on the light or on the Creator. We don't understand what's happening there inside. Rather, only from our attainment and our sensations, how we talk in human language about our sensations. And when we talk about someone, about something, we're talking about how we describe it to ourselves. Therefore, the Creator is called Boreh. Boreh. Come and see. When you reach these properties, you see and then you enter your part, meaning that thankfulness is necessary in order to widen our vessels, our kilim. There's another property to replace it. We said that each of us has a point, and with this point we feel something. But we can't feel any picture, because it's a dot, it's a point, it's all tight into one area. We need to spread it out, widen it out a little bit, to open it up. How can we do this? On one hand, it's a thanks to the Creator, but in order for this means to operate on us, we need to widen this point by gathering within me the points of my friends. If I gather inside of me all the points of my friends in order to feel the Creator, to widen my kli, how am I helping them in this work? And am I helping them in this work? In what way does it influence them when we're doing this, when I'm doing this? On them and maybe on all of humanity? If I try to absorb the sensitivity of all my friends, and by doing so raise my sensitivity to feel the Creator, am I helping them by doing this? And how? How am I helping my friends when I absorb? I'm asking you through the connection to the center of the group to search for the solution. And how do I help them by doing so? When we draw the light, in this connection, we truly draw a light that also influences in that way on the other friends and also on the whole world. Through every one of you, the Creator talks to me. Through every one of you, I can feel Him to a certain degree. But when I gather in my heart all of your points, in this way, in parts, I gather the Creator. And when each of us does this action, then this is the mutual help of each other. I can help my friends with my concern, with my warmth, with my love, I will cover their desire to receive so that their desire to receive will not control them. I can really do this, and I want to ask the Creator to fill this condition so that they will be free and not dependent on their desire to receive, which will prevent them from dealing with love of friends.
Все, что мы можем чувствовать, ощущать, это является нашим.
All that we can feel and attain, this is the common sensation of ours, and each that
в наше общее духовное пространство
annuls himself and enters our spiritual space, and from there, all our common sensations. There is no private sensation in spirituality. All that we can feel is all common, all ours. And what do I help friends? If I absorb inwards their sensitivity. And how? In what do I help? If I yearn to feel exactly what my friend feels and what he's happy and what he's living, what concerns him, and I don't want to feel what is in my heart, rather what he's feeling, how he senses the joys and sorrows, then I start to receive in me this prayer in order to fill his desire through it. And maybe by doing so, the help, the connection with which I start to connect with my friend and separate from my I. In order to melt in the hearts of my friends, I gather their desires. I have a small spark that is burning. But from every friend, I gather this spark. And by doing so, I want to fill everyone. And in my heart, which is filled with love of my friends, there's a huge flame in which I fill each and every one, multiplied by 100 or 1,000,000. What is a point? This small desire of ours. It's like a small wick that could get turned out because of this small desire, and therefore this spark is in me, but only when it only happens when I take two wicks, when I connect with the desires of others, like 10, it gets stronger, and it's like those puzzles that become one whole, one strong layout. My question was included from two questions. One is, in what way I connect within me the points of my friends to my point, meaning my sensitivity towards the upper world, which was given to me as a point. I connect all the sensitivities of my friends, and by doing so, I raise my sensitivity to a proper degree so that I will feel the upper creation, world and see the, and feel the creation. And the second question is, in what way do I help my friends by doing so? So that they too will also raise their sensitivity and will start to reveal the Creator. And maybe, this is happening together at all? Meaning, built, a common vessel is built. We all are one whole. And when each of us connects to this body, it gives the strength of itself to that united body. And each has a very large role in its operations and its actions. You could say that when we're sitting together and unite together with each other, one friend with another, and then others after him. We need, in this connection of, there's this transfer of one to another, and then we build a kli and receive the light. The question is, how do we help? First of all, there's a method that we need to know and recognize and execute. That's where everything stems, all our preparation, all our ambitions, all our direction. In general, first of all, you're influencing in your personal example. Maybe sometimes with force this way, but it must be in a certain circulation, a certain circle of rotation, so that it comes back and influences your friends too. If I connect my point to the points in the hearts of my friends, then between us a strong connection is created, and this connection is a place for the revelation of the Creator. Without me, without the friend, it's impossible. And therefore, all of us together, we need to build this as one man and one heart. To raise this sensitivity, I can only when I scrutinize myself, and then I can relate to my friends with tremor and to feel what he's trying to make me feel. And in this connection, like invisible strings, like through invisible strings it happens. There, the revelation of the Creator happens. All of my desires were created in you because of me. Because of the shattering of the general soul, I want them to be covered so that you won't have to be concerned about them. And of course, this work needs to be mutual. Each of us has to do it in relation to the others. This is mutual guarantee. The kli is common, therefore the effort of each of us in the same direction, of course, accumulates, it's a effort that accumulates to that one storage place. And in this way we help each other. We do together the same common work, and each that adds to everyone. And how? Well, that's already through mutual concern, our vut, mutual guarantee, that I think about the common success, and there's no personal thing here. There's really no point in dealing with this. We all exist in a common energy field, and everyone that enters his desire for spirituality raises the voltage in this field, and those that yearn to connect to it, meaning like to enter into it, start to feel the whole energy of this field. And therefore, as much as the current grows, thus more friends begin to feel spirituality. значит, мне дано. So I was given.
Дана от рождения чувствительность к очень маленькому.
From birth, a sensitivity with a limited volume, very small volume of reality, which is called our world. And this way we're like children, slowly, slowly developing until we start to reveal the reality that surrounds us. And this way, in looking at evolution and history, we start widening the range of our influences on the world that we're exposed to, and then we come to a certain point in the beginning of another dimension. In our world, it's attained and widens, and then it starts to be the next level. And this point doesn't grow anymore. And if it's in our world, this beginning is the point of ego, that ego grows, in fact, and we see through those that surround us who nourish this point and widen to us to the point of the whole. There, in comparison, in the spiritual world, when we cut from ourselves the next world, the opposite world, the world of bestowal, there the point opens for us, and we need to work on developing this point. And we work on this in the group. How do I gather, raise this sensitivity? My sensitivity, gather the sensitivities of the friends, when we work together, study together, disseminate together, write something, invent something, develop, especially when we study together and draw the light, then I am absorbed by their properties and desires. There are all sorts of connections that start to work between us when we work in a group fashion. But other than that, I also want to add their desire. I want to feel their intentions, their thoughts. If I do an effort, not even in an automatic fashion, I'm already dwelling inside the group. Rather that I want to receive from them a desire and thought in accordance with the degree of my effort, even though my ego repels me from this work, then with that I add to my heart their desires and their thoughts, those that belong to the attainment of the upper world. And then my point begins to blow up, to widen. Others and more points are added to it. 10 points like this can create such an effort inside of me and with each and every one of my friends to the point of creation, a current towards this light, as such a current towards the light that it will turn these points to a closed circuit and will bring the light. Meaning the raising of the sensitivity happens by our uniting in the group. The unity between us within the group. And revelation, by me revealing my friends and adding them to me, I, without even a word, anyhow, awaken them to the same action. It, meaning everything depends on everything, and especially in the world, on our next level, in the spiritual level, there already this system is working so many times more powerful than in our world. And what happens immediately influences all the connections, and therefore even a few people who are dealing with this, all the rest already immediately will start to sense those influences. And sadly, it also works. Those that disparage, and it works on the opposite. Those that don't work really good, everyone else feels it also. So that's therefore we need to work between us. Same thing, especially according to the world, there's a certain phenomenon. We're connected in a total way to the system, but because we are egoists, and we're very emphasized egoists spiritually, we want specifically the Creator to reveal, we want to know everything, and actually what's going on inside of us is the desire to control everything within us. We are that Keter, the upper part of the human pyramid. And therefore, the impulses that come from us are very strong. And if each of us starts to work on raising the sensitivity of his soul, of his spiritual vessel, spiritual kli towards the revelation of the Creator, it spreads to the whole world, and we all of a sudden see dozens, hundreds, and thousands, and millions of people. We will see them all of a sudden starting to express interest towards our topic, towards our way. The sum of all our thanks. I'm sorry, does everyone hear me? Because yesterday there was already a problem. What? The sum of all our thanks towards the past presents to us the kli, with that sum of current and suffering and movement forward. The sum of all of our thanks from the past. Why? Why is thanks so necessary? He said that in such a way that a person thinks the upper, he already is in some positive way towards the light. And if he relates this way, then also the light will illuminate in return in that positive way. I would like to ask a little bit of a sophisticated question in this connection. Why does this happen, really? Why do we, in this property of thankfulness in us, reveal the upper world? I will give a clue. A clue. Try to look at this from the psychological point of view, our human point, from the point of perception of reality. How, in what way, is thankfulness helping us to reveal the upper world? Another clue. Okay, maybe later. That's too much.
Почему мы в свойстве благодарности раскрываем высший мир? Две рекомендации, подсказки рассмотреть с точки зрения психологии нашего мира и восприятия реальности.
В тот момент, когда мы произносим благодарность,
the moment that we express our gratitude, we cancel our ego. Our ego remembers all the bad things. and it's not ready to forgive anything, but when we express gratitude, we cancel it. And also, we don't hang on to the past. This is, if we look at it from the point of view of corporal psychology, by not hanging on to the past, we clear the path to the future. But from the viewpoint of perception of reality, again, our uncorrected organs draw for us a picture for which we should not be grateful, but the opposite.
Ну, когда я благодарен за свое прошлое,
when I am grateful for my past, I go back and I make an analysis between bitter, sweet, true, false, and by making such an analysis, I come to gratitude. I reveal what I attain. And it helps me to do the same thing tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Because in our case, this anticipation, this pining, this concern, this desire, there is light in it from the viewpoint of psychology. It's when we go to a good meal and we are hungry and we're happy that we have a good appetite. And it's not that we're going to fill our bellies with what's prepared for us. What we are happy about is that we have the necessary kilim. And this is also the light. In our world, gratitude, I think it's something we simply get closer to something. We start paying attention to each other, to listen to each other, and think, try to search for something good within us and with other inside other people. And these walls between us, they get a little bit thinner. When I'm ready to thank the Creator, even this elementary word, thank you, it helps me to relate to that which He gives to me, which He does to me. When I feel this gift as something that is, when I feel that, even if it's something that actually is a burden in my life, I don't view it positively, I'm still able to appreciate it, that it's coming from Him. I see the source that does it to me. It is this. This brings me to the point where I can see the Creator, I can reveal the Creator in my expression of gratitude to Him. All of our impressions, everything that we feel, positive and negative, throughout our lives, they influence us. And we begin to express gratitude to the Creator when we begin to understand that no matter what happens to us, whether it's good or bad, everything is done by the Creator. It's as if we connect to the people who somehow have influenced us in our lives, and it is in this connection that we feel the spiritual, sense the spiritual. By justifying the Creator, by thanking Him for everything that has happened to us in our life, in this we perform an action of bestowal. There is no bestowal in our world, but when we thank the Creator, we reveal the upper world in doing so. When we thank Him for the good and the bad, and the pleasure and the pain, behind this we reveal where it's coming from and why. We reveal the program or the upper world. The goal where we want to get to, and this helps us. What is gratitude? What is true gratitude? It's when you give something from yourself, from your heart. It comes out from outside of you, even there's still a vector that's going somewhere outside of you, it exits you, and this is the beginning of the revelation of the upper world. When we thank the Creator, in so doing we correct ourselves and the entire world. It is this world, we're making it cleaner, more corrected. We begin to see it in a higher resolution. And in so doing, we reveal the upper world, the upper light. By thanking the Creator, we accept unequivocally His governance. And so doing, we reveal the upper world. By thanking the Creator, we as if tell ourselves that there is no one else beside Him, that all of our past life, all of our impressions that we have received from it, it was all given to us by the Creator, planted by the Creator. We are therefore grateful for everything He has done for us. By collecting all these sparks together, we begin to sense Him and to merge with Him. At that moment when I thank the Creator for the good or the bad, of course it's a might not feel great thanking for the bad, but I'm no longer fixated on the state where I am at the time. I focus on who was it that created it for me, and as such I can thank Him for being there, doing it for me. And in so doing, I also provide feedback, and therein lies love and bestowal to Him.
Давайте посмотрим, одинаково ли мы рассуждаем.
Let's see if our discussions are along the same lines. When we think for the past, and every one of us makes an exertion over himself or herself by uniting with the other friends in the group in order to acquire the strength to relate to the past correctly. In so doing, we connect together and we form a common desire to attain the Creator on the one hand. On the other hand, this desire is filled with gratitude, with awareness, with thanks for everything that we have experienced. We begin to feel that it was absolutely necessary in order to bring us here to this state from which we, from now, we beginning to enter the higher world, the upper world, the state which we acquire when we nullify everything that has happened in the past. Why is it a means of the Creator's revelation? Because it gives us absolute confidence that there is only one positive force acting in the entire universe, and this allows us to feel like an infant in his mother's arms. Have you seen one? That's how he looks. He doesn't need anything else. Everything is absolutely fine and perfectly fine. He smells his mother. He feels that he is in her arms, and that's it. I don't know how else to convey it. Maybe you have other images of what confidence may be, or a guarantee, a mutual guarantee. In Hebrew, it's called bitachon, security. As soon as we achieve the state of security, of confidence, the world becomes infinite. It simply parts, and a person feels no limits. Nothing constrains us anymore. We are no longer under any governance, under any pressure, under any dominion or restraints or limits, whether conscious or subconscious, none. That is why the upper world is revealed, meaning that mutual universe which really does exist, which has been compressed to the level of this world, it was what we were missing was the right characteristic of the Creator as the governor, as the master, as the lord of everything that takes place. And this is how we come to revelation. In other words, with respect to the governance, to bring oneself into full, to bring oneself to full revelation, this can only be done through our mutual work between each other, between the past, present, and future. In this, we completely negate time, which is the most limiting factor in our world. We fully negate it, because if I think that I exist in one constant force which governs everything and keeps everything in one absolutely positive state, there is no time. What is there to change? Similarly, there is no motion. There is no forward motion. There is no up or down. There are no coordinates. There is just one simple space, the world of infinity. Of course, we have yet need to grow to the state. I don't know what it is yet either. But still, expanding that sphere in which we exist at the expense of or by acquiring this guarantee, this feeling of security, feeling, sensing that you exist in this great quality of bestowal, it gives us this propulsion outward to expand this sphere. I don't know what to do. We have half an hour more, right? It's almost 12 now. Tell me, yes or no? We finish at 12:30? Maybe we leave room for questions, or you want to continue? I have a lot of questions to you. Or do you have questions for me? Make a decision. Who wants to ask me questions? Who wants me to ask you questions? Very good. So we feel that when we speak together, we reveal the truth. This is the most important thing. This is already a guarantee of a good future, that at any point, any time, we can gather together. We can take any question, whatever it may be. What we are going to start digging into it and revealing it, clarifying it, and as a result, we will always come to something, to greater revelation, to an expansion. And this is what you're now beginning to do, to that the fact that you're beginning to understand, to become aware of this means, that's a very good thing. Then let's take a simpler path. It is written that the Creator is against you. What does it mean, against you? When you're feeling bad, does it mean he's thinking bad things about you? Or vice versa, when you're thinking bad thoughts about him? You wanted me to ask you a question? Go ahead.
What does it mean that the Creator is against you? If I'm feeling bad, so he's doing it bad? If I'm thinking bad of him, then he gives me the thoughts to think of him bad, so he also thinks bad this whole time, or not? What does it mean that he's against you? What does it mean, the Creator, which is against me? Yes, I understood the question. According to my feelings, if I feel myself that it's bad, so what does it mean, that he's not satisfied with me? In short, all these opposites we need to scrutinize. What does it mean? And what the Creator is. The Creator always relates well to me in a good way. There's a goal towards which he advances me all the time. Therefore, whether it's good for me or bad for me, these are only my sensations in my ego, in my desire to receive. As a mechanism of the grasp of these relationships. And it all depends on how I relate to this. Meaning, if I recognize that I'm being advanced to the good, to the final goal, then for me the goal is the most important, more than what I feel in my advancement towards it. Whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter, as long as I am constantly in connection with them. You could compare it like a mother and a child. When she punishes her child, she only does it so that he will be corrected and will be better. And what is said that the Creator is against me is a place for work. I need to think and how he's correcting me and changing me. All our thoughts and desires and sensations exist within the ego. And we are adhered to this quality. We just can't disconnect from it. And therefore, a little approach of the light is felt in the ego as something that, if we will be able to disconnect from our ego and to rise just a bit, to look at it from the side, at all these sensations, and then it won't be me, it'll be just ego, and I'm above it, and I see how the Creator is working on it, and I become a partner of the Creator in this work. And I already have other sensations, completely other sensations, that both of us are working on this important matter, which this will turn into light. We don't know anything about the Creator. We only know that He's good and a bestowal. And if we feel our state this way, as bad, it means that we are in a lack of connection with Him, a lack of balance, a lack of harmony between us with Him. I too will answer with a little bit of a sophistication. As against doesn't mean that it's something negative. You could also say before. So if all the states exist in the Creator, and the Creator is against the against, like plus and minus, it doesn't mean that they can't unite in some way. They just simply need to rise above it. And then specifically it will enable the connection to one whole. I thank the Creator. I agree to my past, all of my past, and of course I accept all of the future. And all that's happening now with my beast, I accept it as what needs to be. And it doesn't matter to me at all. If I rise above it and give this beast whatever it needs for its existence, and whether it's good for it or bad for it, it doesn't matter to me at all. I have a goal, I have a group, I have friends with which we are on the path. And whatever has to do with the Creator, He is always in one state of complete, absolute bestowal. And in relation to me, He always relates with love. The Creator, against me? Yeah, there could be a state like that He has felt in my senses, like He's against me. In the morning it was good for me, and in the evening He did something bad for me. This is only towards me. If I yearn, if I want to be in the group, in the friends, and I want to see that unity in there, to see you see there the sensation, then that me that was against the Creator will disappear if I can melt, disperse within the friends in order to feel this unity. Then what comes out is that truly it will be a help as against me, or as before me, that he's actually for me. He actually caused me to come to adhesion, to connection. The Creator doesn't receive pleasure from me being in an uncomfortable situation or state. What pleasures him is that I'm in happiness. He simply stands me on the path of correction. Why is the Creator against me? There's a vessel and a light, a kli and light, and from the point of view of the light, everything is good. The light bestows on everyone in an equal way, and from the point of view of the kli, the fact that I am not corrected, that I am lacking equivalence in my properties towards the light, then such a situation comes like that. Also, the same thing in the group. The Creator shows me, my friends, that they are as if they're against me, and specifically in my work, for connection with them, to reach unity with them. And this, the work, the main work is executed. And what appears to me as repulsive, in the end, becomes as help. Okay, next question. Okay, we need to discern the previous question. What does it mean that the Creator is against me or against you, like you or opposite you? But in general, you understand, what is good and what's bad? Don't just say ego or altruism or doesn't matter what, to receive in order to bestow. When I feel bad or good, good, bad, bad, good, this way it's inside of me as if I'm breathing all the time, meaning I sense all my emotions inside of my desire. In my desire, I feel all of these variations of what is happening. Good, bad. So what does it mean? Bad, good, good, bad. Truly, how is it worthy for us to feel this? I think that bad is when one doesn't yearn to reveal the Creator. The main question of his life, and the good is when he does yearn for it, or does have an ambition for it. I think that good and bad between them is the right, the best situation is that middle line. The whole problem is that we are a vessel of sensation. We feel good, we feel good, we feel bad, but we're cursed. And therefore I would say specifically in this time, in the time of preparation, good is the importance of the goal. Evil or bad is everything else. All our ambitions towards the revelation of the Creator and the sensations and his feeling of him. After all, we are opposite. And as closer as we are to bestow, it's good. And the further we are away, it's bad. And therefore, these relationships are constantly changing.
Добро это когда я помню о цели.
Good is when I remember the goal.
В мысли о связи с Творцом.
Exist in thought about the connection with the Creator through the group. What we can do only through the unity to execute all the actions. And I remember and aim myself all the time. And the bad is when I fall from this sensation, forget. For me, the good is when I do good for others. And by doing so, give them pleasure and enjoy myself that I'm causing pleasure to them. The bad, in my opinion, is that state in which I am further away from the Creator. I received a good question. The boy said correctly, getting closer to the Creator is good, and distancing from Him is bad. This is how we need to aim ourselves, and only in this way, to relate through this system of good and bad, which is getting closer and further from the Creator, this way, through these criteria, we need to receive our friends, and we'll see how fast we will move to the framework of different, completely different values, other relationships, completely different. Just like you're moving from one language to another language, from one system of measurement to another system of measurement. Anything that happens, to appreciate it only from one point of view, closer or further from the Creator. And after you measured and evaluated, examine. Are you truly feeling the sensation of getting closer to the Creator as good or not? Now, how many opportunities like this do we have for work? It's just that we really want to be dealing with this. Here's another question. We in this world, in our world, sometimes feel that's like, it used to be with like that with the parents, you know what happens sometimes, you know, like that a little bit, at least. We have a certain imagery of feeling what it's like to be loved. Doesn't matter the love of mothers, of acquaintances, of family, of your dog. That feeling of love. It's not some desire to benefit or to do. It's just love and that's it. There's no other words. And we say the Creator loves us with absolute love of 100%. How can we take advantage of this attitude of His towards us? This way, in a human way. What are you looking at me like that? It's such a natural sensation. A natural feeling. And the question is very simple.
каким образом мы можем использовать отношение Творца к нам?
In what way can we use the attitude of the Creator towards us? His attitude of love towards us?
Получить все, что он дает.
To accept everything he gives. To answer with mutuality. To receive it all in order to pass it on. To take an example from him. To ask, even if I don't deserve. Us. We don't deserve.
Я думаю, научиться у него именно такой любви, научиться.
I think that to learn from him, to learn this love, how he passes this on, how he transferred it to us through the friends, through this, with this, to pass it on or back with love to and thank him by doing this, by us learning.
Так само, как Творец относится к нам, так же
своего. In the way that the Creator relates to us, thus I too need to relate to others.
Я думаю, что нужно получить от Творца все, что он дает.
I think that we need to receive everything that the Creator gives. And on the path, on the way, as we're getting closer to the goal, the Creator will make from us, from those absolute egoists, He will turn us to creatures that are similar to Him completely. A creature that is similar to Him. The love of the Creator towards us, this relationship towards us, we can use, we can pass this love to the friends through it.
Закричать сейчас все вместе, чтобы он
shout, all of us now, for him to give us the desire for the right prayer. Actually, you don't use love, you simply love back, and that's it.
То есть получать от него эту любовь.
To control the greater being, to receive this love from him, with understanding who it stems from.
Есть источник любви, Творец. Есть те, кто хочет эту любовь.
There's a source of love, the Creator. And there's those who want to receive this love. And we need to become conductors of love. How can we take advantage of it? They say that that we can ascend above all of it, also above love and everything. They say that love will cover all transgressions. Therefore, we need to thank the Creator for this. And the thanks is the first step towards Him. You can open this question only from the sensation of love towards each other. There are many answers, right? You can make manipulations to the Creator, you can disparage Him, you can receive, you can bestow. Yes. Continuing question, the last one. What do you think? Whoever receives already for the Creator, does he have to do it with effort against his desire? If you're receiving already from the Creator, do I need to do this with effort against my desire? Or what? How? I think that if we're already at the degree where we can receive for the Creator, a person does this with happiness, with love, with bestowal. He can't be in sufferings. He does it in a free way and in happiness. In my opinion, it's one of the highest pleasures to receive. I would say, insof, eternity. I would say, yes, you need efforts for this, because over there, there will still be ego that's growing, and we need to deal with it. It appears to me that we need efforts in the beginning in order to rise to this degree. We need huge efforts, and then after that, habit becomes second nature. We invest great efforts in order to reveal the Creator, and when we are already at the degree of reception, when we are already receiving in order to bestow, this effort goes and grows, and the efforts become more directed towards the concealment of the Creator, meaning not He conceals Himself, rather I conceal Him before me, throughout, from my efforts.
кто уже получает ради Творца, должен делать это с усилием против своего.
He who's already receiving in order to bestow the prayer, does he need to do it with effort against his desire?
Не против, речь же уже идет об использовании желания, это слияние с Творцом.
Драматургия только лишь ниже той части, которая some taking advantage of that desire. We're talking only about the lower part where there is no masach.
Может это именно как бы на предыдущий вопрос ответ, что
maybe this is the answer to the previous question. If he loves me, then I can receive, because he loves me, and I'm willing to accept from him. But for him, so that he will also enjoy it. Can a person at all receive something against his desire? I think that not. Meaning that we all receive within our desire, into the desire. I don't know, pleasure, the whole pleasure, meaning that the answer is as such, taking advantage of the desire in order to bestow is already not called desire, reception. If we're already receiving in order to receive, or from in order to receive, or to in order to bestow, then there's a masach, and the effort is just one to keep this state.
Вы прекрасно справляетесь со своими задачами. Серьезно.
You are taking on your missions in an amazing way, and the problem is, what appears to me, that in order to truly reach the desirable result, we need to use with all that is given to us, all the time that's given to us, not just about 2 hours a week, or 2 hours of dissemination, 2 hours of study. We need now with you to continue that same work which we did in tens, only that now we're continuing it in an internal way, in an internal way, during the breaks, during the meals, during the traveling, no matter where. And it's the most important thing, because, for example, the morning lesson or some workshop, it's a sort of reception of pleasure. A source, a place for source of connection and for nourishing. And you draw the light, the upper light, and you received your force. And you did it in all those hours of the day that you needed. And you must have it at least, you know, for a time of the day. Otherwise, the spiritual connection disconnects. At least an hour a day. Connection to the group, or the virtual group, or doesn't matter what. And here the light comes and continues all the rest through habit. I really ask now. Now, we're going to move to another work, which is much more than just sitting between us. As thousands of disturbances, supposedly, that we understand already that these are not disturbances, rather that the Creator is turning us around in all directions and wants for us to take all these disturbances and for us to be connected to Him, and we'll see that these are not obstacles, these are opportunities for strengthening the connection. More connection. Let's try.